Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. Today, I had the opportunity to record with Courtney Dickerson. She is a K-5 STEM teacher at James M. Brown Elementary School in South Carolina. She is Google certified, and she's also a News ELA certified educator as well. She was absolutely amazing on this podcast, and I had a great time talking to her. She provided such an amazing message at the end that I highly encourage you to listen to, because she pumped me up for this upcoming school year, and her words were spot on. I truly hope you enjoy this episode, and once again, thank you for supporting me and this endeavor. If you want to be on a future episode or would like to be on my podcast, please reach out. My Twitter handle is at Ms. Jahimiak, at MSJACHYMIAK. I am always willing to have you on and talk through whatever's going on, and along that note, offer advice and support for new teachers. So enjoy your day, and I hope you enjoy. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, first, thank you for having me on your podcast. This is actually, it has been a goal of mine this year, so you're helping me check off something that I wanted to do this year. But about myself, I graduated from Anderson University with a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education with an add-on in Early Childhood in 2018. My first year teaching, I taught fourth grade science, social studies, and math in an inner city school in upstate South Carolina. Then I decided to my home district in Oconee County, where I taught fourth grade science and social studies at James M. Brown Elementary, which is in Wahala, South Carolina. Next school year will be my third year teaching, and I will step into my dream job of being the K-5 STEM teacher for James M. Brown. So I will get to share my love of STEM with the entire school. Super exciting, and it's just has been a blessing to be at this school. So I'm very excited about the school year.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
In my first year of teaching, there was one student. I taught fourth grade, and she could not count past the number 20 in the fourth grade and can barely add and subtract single digit numbers. She was severely below grade level, and it just really just broke my heart. But with small group instruction and the support of lots of flashcards, along with some daily practice that was very intentional, by the end of the year, I was able to get her up on grade level in fourth grade, and she had become so confident in just her learning, and she then started to believe that she could, you know, conquer the things that she was able to do. Another instance, that same first year of teaching, I noticed that my students dreaded math testing, obviously because it's such a long test. And we would have so many behavior problems during testing season. And so I wanted to create something where they would become excited about testing instead of dreading it. And so I created the MAP testing fairy to help alleviate test anxiety for my students and to bring excitement to having to sit down and take such a lengthy test. And kind of the theme of the MAP testing fairy was similar to the mischievous lines of Elf on the Shelf. And the MAP testing fairy would leave our class notes up on the board and put confetti all over our classroom. And pull pranks on Miss Dickerson, and the map testing fairy would only come before testing and would only stay if students took the test seriously and if their scores increased. But the students just fell in love with this idea of the map testing fairy. And really soon their scores started to increase, and they were actually starting to look forward to taking this test because they wanted to know what was the map testing fairy going to do next to Miss Dickerson or to our room. And that led to me being recognized by NWEA at their summer conference in St. Louis last summer, where I was able to share my ideas of creating more effective testing procedures to find an accurate measure of the students' abilities, even though it's such a long test. So those were probably some of my favorite days.
Yeah, that's awesome. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
My first year teaching was certainly the most difficult because of the toxic work environment that I was in. I certainly learned so much that first year just about people and what I believed in as a Christian and what I stood for as an educator. I knew that God had called me to be there. I'm glad that I went because it all led to where I am today at James and Brown. I was criticized daily for being creative and told, you know, just go up there and teach and don't do the Ron Clark or the Hope and Wade King room transformations or active learning or anything like that. And, you know, whenever someone says that to you, you really have to decide what you're going to do. And so that came at a heavy cost. And it made me feel like that I constantly had to look over my shoulder, and I was fearful of writing plans and just planning. But I knew that my students deserved an exciting environment, and I'm such a huge believer in active and hands-on learning. So this was really a challenge. And that's whenever I learned that if you truly believe in something, you have to be willing to stand up for what you believe in, even whenever there is severe pushback and criticism. I also learned that not everyone has the same beliefs about education, and not everyone believes that schools should be filled with, you know, hands-on learning and joy and excitement and anticipation of, oh my goodness, what are we going to do next? But this doesn't mean that you should change your beliefs to conform to those around you. But it led me to see that I truly needed to find a different teaching position somewhere that would encourage me to be creative and would encourage active learning throughout the school as a whole. And that is eventually what led me to James and Brown Elementary.
Yeah, and I resonated with that because I taught at a Catholic school my first year, and it was a great experience, but I ended up losing my job due to being new, and I remember being so devastated, but then I ended up getting hired as a sixth grade math teacher, which is what I always wanted to do, and I'm in such a happier state of mind, so I feel like things always end up working out,
yes, I
agree. Even though at the moment, you might not realize.
Right, at the moment, you're, I mean, just dwelling on it, but I certainly agree that everything works out, and it certainly has. It sounds like it has for you as well.
So going off that, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teacher?
Oh, goodness. During COVID? well, do not ever apologize for being you. You are made to be brave, and you are created in such a unique way to those around you. Know what you believe and stand strong in it. I'm a strong believer in the Bible verse where it says iron only sharpens iron. Probably one of the biggest things that I heavily suggest is that new teachers especially, or any teacher, has a strong support system around you. Mine personally consists of my family, close friends, and mentor teachers who have kept in touch with me over the years. I know that this group of people has been pivotal in my career because they are my most trusted group of people who I know that no matter what I go to them with, that they are going to be open and honest with me about it. And they are going to give me some great advice on what to do next. And I would also say for teachers, new teachers or veteran teachers, to just be bold in pursuing your dreams, but know that there will always be critics, no matter what it is that you do. As people, though, we get to decide what to do with that criticism. And sometimes you need to listen and adjust. Sometimes you simply need to drown out the critics. I mean, I strongly believe that you have to be strong early on and define yourself rather than having others define you. There is a quote that I keep by my desk by Dr. Miles Monroe, and it says, "You must believe deep inside you that you were born to do more than survive, make a living, and die. You were created with a gift trapped, and your job is to find that gift and serve it to the world." And my advice for new teachers is to be brave enough to believe in those crazy dreams. Be willing to dare to try new things and be optimistic about the future. Even though we are in the midst of a pandemic, that doesn't mean that you should just give up and say, well, we're in a pandemic. Can't do that. Find another way to keep on dreaming and accomplish those goals. And probably one of the last I would give is that your environment is critical. Be in an environment that will help you grow as an educator and as a person. Seek out an environment where they will have similar beliefs and want you personally to succeed in everything that you do, not just what you do inside the school building. My first year teacher was a traditional environment, and I believe that it was very toxic, and I changed school districts. And now I am at the best school in the world at James and Brown, where the administrators and teachers, they encourage me, they support me, and they challenge me to be the best version of myself. They believe that learning should be fun and that kids come first, and they believe in hands-on learning, and most importantly, we believe that kids deserve a great school with excellent teachers. And I know that I can go to my fellow teachers and administrators if I have a crazy idea, and I know they will help me on what steps to take next. And this supportive environment has completely and totally revived me from my first year of teaching. And I know that James and Brown is exactly where I am supposed to be because they truly care about me and I love them. And it's one of the best environments, I think, that we have here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that that's huge with starting a new career, just having that supportive environment and feeling like other people are in your corner. That makes such a huge difference. Yes,
absolutely.
How can people get in contact with you?
A couple of ways. I am very active on Twitter, and you can follow me at Miss Dickerson STEM. And I have a YouTube channel for science experiment videos that I recorded during the whenever our school district, or our state rather, shut down schools. So I have a bunch of science experiment videos that you can look at, and that username is just Courtney Dickerson on there.
And then is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
Yes, I would really just like to give some encouragement to all the teachers as we go to open up school. So is that okay if I just kind of hype you up for this coming fall? Oh, is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right, sweet. This is to all the teachers, not just the teachers coming into this field at such an uncertain time, but to all of the stars. this year has been the most abnormal year in teaching. Please remember that you are incredible. This spring, we pulled off the greatest monitor and adjust moment that our country has ever witnessed overnight. We changed how we taught all of our students in an instant, and we are still here creating, innovating, and pursuing our students to teach them the best way that we can with the daily challenges that COVID throws at us. Teachers, we were made to do hard things, and we will keep doing hard things, conquering the unthinkable, innovating, and loving on students no matter what is thrown at us. We are brave, strong, and one of the toughest groups of people on this planet. Even in the midst of a pandemic where uncertainty is headline in the news, we haven't backed down from the loud critics or the challenge of remaking education in a short time period. You are incredible, you are capable, and you are deeply loved. Recently, I have been thinking about how relevant a specific line is from the words of the great Broadway show, Hamilton. It says, "History has its eyes on you." And teachers, the world is watching our every innovative move to reach our students and be with every day that comes. But I hope that we as teachers take this opportunity to show the world what we are made of, to show everyone we are far more than a group of babysitters, but a passionate group of driven professionals who believe in our students and who will not stop pursuing them, even with the district and state decisions. We can do this. I believe in us. So this fall, no matter what your district or state will decide, I hope that your head remains held high, that you remain optimistic, and that you do not stop being who your students need. Remember that you are brave, even though this is an uncertain time, that there is one thing that I'm certain of, and that is every teacher is incredible. So I hope that hyped you up some, Susan, to get you ready school year, whatever your school has decided to do. I know for us, we are planning to go back. So that encouragement, I think that I needed it, and I hope that other people needed it as much as I did.
Oh, I bet they do. But thank you so much for sharing that and for being on. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.